Hi everybody, it's me, Jacinth Howard. Welcome back to The Light in the Cracks. So, as you guys know, for the last couple weeks for the blog, I've been conducting this project I'm really passionate about called Reclaiming the Space. I'm still really excited about it and all the feedback that we've been getting, hearing all the experiences and how several people have overcome them. Of course, I'm also looking forward to the male edition in the future, and I hope you are too. We've had some insights about difference, about kindness, and I really would like to keep the positivity up. I've definitely benefited from it, and I hope also others do as well. But today I want to talk about something a little different, because it's been on my mind for some time. So interestingly enough, I won't have a written edition of this discussion. Well, it's really just me talking, so discussion between me and myself. But I really wanted to talk about it because it's relevant to where my life is right now, and I figure it might be relevant to your life as well, others who might be listening. So what I want to talk about today will fall under a topic I'm going to call, "This is for the Workaholics." Raise your hand. I know you're out there listening. I'm guilty, very, very guilty. Anyone who knows me knows I've been a workaholic for as long as I've known myself. Ever since I was a child, my mother would say she doesn't understand why I'm stressing myself. I was obsessed with keeping my room clean. Well, these days, that's a little challenging slash impossible because I have a little toddler who runs around, pulls everything down, redecorates my house, and by that I mean he just paints the floor with toys and objects, and you know, it's just a lot, as you parents would know. So I've had to change my approach to a lot of things. I've had to change my approach to how I conduct my life in order to do so successfully. There are things that I may have taken for granted when I was single, when I was younger, when I had fewer mandates to take care of, that I've really had to take into consideration. So what I wanted to talk about today was, earlier this year, I had a meetup with a couple other ladies who are really sweet, beautiful, profound, strong women. So we did some activities because, I mean, like, those of you who know me know I'm an introvert, but recently I found myself becoming a lot more extroverted, and I chalked that up to being at home a lot. I found myself craving human interaction. I've been really desirous of just getting some idea of what goes on in the lives of others, not for malicious intent, but really because I just want that human element. Yes, I have my son, but there's something that comes out of talking with others and gleaning information and experiences, the power behind it from people who have lived. I find there's a way in which when I grew up, well, as I was growing up when I was younger, I took for granted what I could gain from experiential knowledge instead of just book knowledge, because I thought I could learn everything I needed to know for life from reading. And while reading gives you a huge head start in a lot of things, in your education, it helps your critical skills in terms of your thinking, it widens your worldview, there are certain things that you books won't teach you. You have to live through them. So I'm really learning the value of that in this season. So this session, it was really productive hearing from the other women, their experiences, in terms of marriage, in terms of childbearing and child raising. And one of the activities that we did that I found really productive is we decided to do a vision board. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, a vision board, well, as I understand it anyway, the professionals can correct me if I'm wrong, but with the vision board, we simply got a piece of Bristol board, we laid it out. Each person could have their own. We had lots of tools to work with. Like, sometimes I think we take these things for granted, that when we're adults, things like arts and crafts and drawing is for little kids. But I just thought it was a refreshing experience for us adult women to be doing something so creative, because we don't lose that. So we had our boards, our Bristol boards, and pretty much since it was the start of 2019, what we had to do was decorate the boards with our ideas, our objectives, our goals, our hopes, our dreams for the year. So I started decorating, and at first, to be honest, I was really, really tense because I wasn't sure where to take this, one. And two, coming into the new year, I was very aware that there was a lot I hoped to accomplish, but there were also a lot on my trajectory for the year, a lot of things that were piled up. And I felt like engaging it in that moment would bring me more stress because it would remind me of everything on my calendar and how I hoped to accomplish it and how I hoped it was possible. So there was this lady there, her name is Lucinda. Hey Lucinda, shout out to Lucinda. And while everyone else was working, I was talking to her, and she was just expressing to me how you have to take these things one at a time. So don't try to think of all my ideas and goals as one big confusing lump. Just gradually lay it out one at a time. So I tried it. I decided to. So we had magazines. We cut pictures out that were relevant to our objectives, and we stuck them on. And one of my goals, well, I'll just tell you about a couple of them. Now, those of you who may have known this, when I was pregnant with my son, I had a fibroid. The fibroid had begun degenerating during the pregnancy. This was halfway through. It was very hard because I was in severe pain, and my doctor's fear was that if I went gone into too much pain, I would end up going into premature labor. Fortunately, we managed to overcome that situation, and here I am today. Here he is today. God is good. So that was one of my goals, to have that removed via surgery this year. Another goal was to try to stop, because if you know me, I love news. I love gaining knowledge. So as a result, one of the things I started doing was following news pages. But then I found my mind and my heart were getting cluttered with news that was terrible. So I started to have a kind of negative, cynical outlook on life. I really wanted to turn that around. So that was another thing. I'm planning to wean my son this year. He'll be two soon. So I think the breastfeeding journey was, wow, it was good. It was awesome. I learned so much. We connected so much. And I have seen the health benefits of it. But the one I really want to talk about is I put as one of my goals for this year that I am going to learn to not look at relaxation as a waste of time. Don't be too shook, workaholics. Don't panic. And that was really hard for me, but coming into this month, April, which is my birth month, I'm really learning the value of seeing relaxation as something valuable. Now, in one of my earlier blog posts, I would have talked about how exhausted I was to the point that when I had gotten sick, it was as if my body couldn't handle it anymore. And I found myself passed out. I had to go to the hospital. They thought I was dehydrated and all of that. And they warned me, get help. Like, I do a lot of the caring for our son since I'm at home working on my degree. And my sister-in-law, hi Julie, she helps a lot. Like, she's such a strong woman, is such a great helper with such a huge heart. So I just want to thank her for that. And she's really been by my side through this whole mothering process. So that was one of the things I've begun to do a little more. I would let him go to his aunt, his grandparents, so I can take a little time for myself. Now, initially, I would let him go to them if I needed to go to work at the university, or if I needed to earn money, whether it was as an invigilator for exams or something like that. So what I'd found myself doing was I would ask for help when I needed it to work. And that was not the way I should have looked at it. I needed to ask for help when I needed to relax, to reboot, to rejuvenate my body and my mind. Because sometimes we think tiredness only exists in our bodies, but it also exists in our minds and our hearts. And do you know that when your mind is exhausted, you feel it in your body? That was something that took me very long to learn. And that even if you get a full night's worth of sleep, you still wake up feeling exhausted. That happened to me quite a lot. So this month, I've been doing a lot of different things. I went out for my birthday, a couple places. My husband treated me. And I'm not saying this to be vain or to brag or anything, but like, spouses, please, please, please know the value of your spouse, especially if they work hard, if they try their best to provide for your family and take care of the home and the children. Please know it's really important to treat them. And this could range from very cheap to very expensive, but as long as your heart is in the right place and you know it's something they'll value, don't hesitate to treat your spouse. Because we all get tired and we all need help getting back up and all of that. So I've gone on bus rides. I've spent a lot of time just talking casually with people. Because I have the type of machine mind where I'm like, okay, what do I do next? I have to make sure my checklist, all the boxes are marked off, all my T's are crossed, all my I's are dotted. Like, it was always like going, 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 like the Energizer Bunny. I would have trouble sometimes sleeping at night because I'm thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow and what chapter I'm going to complete tomorrow and who I need to submit what to, proposals for conferences, or like the list goes on, and the list is always going on, whether I have to go shopping, like, yes. And my sister would tell me, this is how you know you have adult problems, because you're thinking about your kitchenware and getting excited about buying new appliances. So there's a way in which when we become adults, we get so consumed in day-to-day activities that we don't take time to rest and to reconnect with ourselves and to connect with God even. We don't take time. And it's so necessary. Even if you take little pockets of it, it makes such a difference, because you find yourself becoming overworked and overwhelmed and dreary. And you know this common saying now that you can't pour out from an empty cup. So when you're worried about everyone else and their problems and their issues and their needs, when you're not filling your own, you will find yourself with nothing to give. And that's where I've been finding myself. And I found myself in such a low, sad, anxious, depressed state. There are other circumstances that were attached to that, but I found that there was something so liberating about taking 2 minutes to do something to help myself. So even if you just go and get your nails done, you go to the sea, the ocean, just lie down and think about nothing. I know it's hard, especially when you're someone who's a go-getter and getting things done. And in this season of my life, I found how, dude, like, so much has changed. My priorities have shifted a lot. And I found that over a long period of time, I felt like, wow, I'm really not accomplishing anything. But a friend of mine was pointing out that even though you don't see building and construction going on goals that you would have had as a single person or an academic, it doesn't mean that you're not building and constructing in other areas. And like workaholic friends, I want to take this time to ask you to examine your life. And if you feel like you're falling short in a couple ways, please look and see if you're getting through in others. And don't take that for granted. Be thankful for that. There's so much progress happening in all the different facets of your life. Okay, guys, my baby is waking up. So let's talk about this at another point. I'll do another episode, but I just really wanted to encourage you today. Take time to rest. Take time for you. It's worth it. You're going to reap the rewards. They may not seem very big initially, but they're there. So I found myself being a lot more at peace, being a lot more emotionally stable, being a lot less consumed by opinions or whether or not I'm achieving something or being, you know, an overachiever. So look at your involvements and don't let people pressure you into doing things that may be useful but may not necessarily contribute to your growth or your well-being at that time. All right, guys, mommy duty calls. So I'll talk to you another time. Bye.